Hello?
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 He is in New York until Sunday. They think that he could be reached there. They wish to know if the minister, Mr. Robinson...
Yeah, I'll speak to the... I'll speak with Mr. Robinson.
Thanks.
Charles Bridges is in New York, but I'm going to speak to the minister, Basil Robinson.
Another number over in the residence. I'm trying to reach
you. Okay, I'll hold on.
Thank you. There you are.
Hello, Basil.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Basil. Greetings. I'm calling from the president's office.
Yes.
He's just talked with the prime minister.
Yes.
And I'm going to read to you a statement which they have both agreed should be immediately released.
Thank you.
And, I will, as soon as I get back to my office, if you like, I can have it copied and sent over to you, though it will be released at 11:30 so that we can get a copy for you from here.
Well,
The president did want you, the ambassador, or you to be informed of it. It goes as follows.
Yeah.
President Kennedy and Prime Minister Pearson of Canada today discussed by phone the difference which has developed regarding maritime union organization on the Great Lakes. Following this conversation, the President issued the following statement, quote, I share with Prime Minister Pearson the hope that the Great Lakes maritime matter can be settled quickly, fairly, and without further misunderstanding, comma, and join in his appeal for a responsible solution. Paragraph. There has been earnest effort on both sides to find a basis for settlement in an agreement between the Canadian and U.S. labor organizations. These efforts have apparently failed. This is cause for serious regret, but not for mutual recrimination that might prejudice future relationships between the two countries. Paragraph. The U.S. government has not and will not express any judgment regarding the legislation which is now pending in the Canadian Parliament. We stand ready at the same time to pursue any course of cooperative action which will serve the public and private interests which are involved here. That's the end of the press release. So the Prime Minister knows this, the President read it to him, and this is the final agreed version, and it will be put out quite shortly, in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I think what we'll do, if we may, Bill, is to send a man to the White House.
If you would, yeah, that would be good. I'll tell Pierre Sattinger.
We'll do that immediately.
Fine.
We appreciate very much your calling.
Right, Basil.
Thank you, Bill.
Would you let Charles know when you can reach him?
He's waiting for a call.
He is fine. I heard he was in New York, so I thought it would be easier to call you.
He is on the point of leaving, but he was anxious to...
Oh, fine. Okay, bye.
Waiting. Waiting.
No, I assume that once this thing starts to go, it goes pretty fast, so that it will, the personal letters will not come out, but the ones the committee have will be become general knowledge. Now, that does not include some of those letters about that judge and so on.
Right.
And I told them they should become an Israeli personal file, not be lying around. Nobody has those, I guess.
No, although they'll probably eventually get at them by questioning of Fred.
Well, they'll have trouble with that.
They're going to have...
I told Fred that
we're cleaning out all his files. We've got Ed Fortas, who was functioning as his personal counsel and going over all the papers and segregating them into groups.
I see. I'd have that one group, really.
We're going to stash it away as best we can, but there are a lot of copies floating about, and if they get him under oath, it's going to be a little difficult because there are a lot of other people who have seen them, but we're doing everything we can to limit the amount of material that will eventually come out.
Yeah, I turned back my copy. I guess
well, that's right. We're trying to collect all the copies that are available in the building, but there's a Navy captain that's aware of this, and there's another civilian that's aware of it, and there's so many people involved that going to be damn difficult to eventually keep from disposing it if one's questioning, for example, is really probing.
Yeah.
But Fortas will make him completely aware of the whole set of papers, and he's counseling Fred on how much he can dispose of, and we have our own people going through the files as well.
Bob, what about now? It seemed to me a statement may be called for before the end of the day.
I thought not, Mr. President.
No, I think that's right. It may not be, but it just depends. May come out worse than it really is, and I think that in that case it would seem to me to be we ought to have a statement ready, then we can decide at 6:30 or so when we see how much press pressure we get.
All right, well,
so I didn't know whether you could get to work on it, which
yes,
you would
yes, we'll do that.
Say,
I was just kind of go through this day with no comment, but I think you're right. We ought to have a statement ready.
Well, I would say about not being TFX, no financial inducements were in fact the he had to borrow money from a bank in order to continue. I mean, in other words, to his credit, so it doesn't look like he was making some killing up here. And the third thing would probably be that it was pointed out to him that my order of January, whatever it was in 61, about no business, he felt that this was, this is just embarrassing to the Defense Department or the Navy or to the administrator of the government, and therefore he asked him. Resign. So
yes, I'd like to avoid, at least for the short run, any indication that we forced him to resign.
That's right. He ought to be on the grounds that he decided that he'd rather embarrass the Navy or the Defense Department,
yes,
that he would resign.
Yeah, I think he's taking initiative, but these were completely unrelated to TFX. In no way was it an illegal or unethical act. But
unethical it might be. Illegal, but it's not an illegal act. Or
I think he could say unethical. Yeah. We couldn't, but he would say no. Neither illegal nor unethical, but that it could have been embarrassing to the administration. He wanted to have full opportunity to fight it with all of the time at his disposal to do so, and he thought it would be unreasonable to try to accomplish that while Naval Secretary.
Why doesn't he have one ready, and perhaps you would have one ready?
That's what I thought.
And I can call you back around 6:30 to see where we are.
Very good.
Right, fine. How many do they got up there?
Oh, they got some hundreds, and they're still coming in. This was a terrible thing for them to have done when we were so close to a settlement.
Right.
This has got the backs of our Labor Congress up, and in spite of our best efforts over the weekend, we can't get them to resume any kind of negotiation as long as this sort of thing is going on.
Right.
Because you can understand that with the... sort of these people bringing this kind of pressure, and I think our friend Paul Hall knew all about this in New York, too.
Sure.
Now, I will have to back up the Labor Congress in this attitude. We have demanded that these people go back to work at the present. This morning, 28 ships are struck in Montreal Harbor, quite far from other harbors, and this is illegal, entirely illegal, and we will try to make that clear. Now, what we hope to do, we'll have to proclaim our law, and we'll have to put the best men we can find. And then what we'll have to do up here is to wind up this public trusteeship as quickly as we can.
Yeah, I see, but you're going to go ahead with a public trusteeship.
We must. If we didn't do that now, we'd be pilloried both by the labor movement on one side and by the Diefenbaker and his people on the other.
Yeah.
And we'd be in a hopeless position.
Yeah.
We're going to do this if it is not too badly received. It won't be badly received in this country. In fact, all the newspapers are attacking us for our delay.
Yeah.
But the main thing now is to have a minimum of violent reaction to this in American ports, so that if the reaction isn't too bad, then the first job really of the three trustees, once they get this union situation cleared up, will be to turn the union back to the workers.
Yeah, yeah.
And that can be done in a short time, but it can't be done in a short time if this is the beginning of a really serious trouble between the two state groups.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I would beseech you to do what you can do to tell Meany and his people not to react violently.
Yeah, yeah. We've, you're familiar with our problem with Hall here.
Yes, I am.
And while our relations with Meany are good, the relation with Hall is, we don't have much influence with Hall. But I'll talk to them again, and I got Secretary Wirtz with me now, and
the thing that blew the labor people up here was the fact that Paul knew all about this proposed action, apparently, a week ago.
Yeah.
When they were renegotiating, and we were pretty close to agreement.
Yeah.
And for him to have not only known about, but apparently approved of this kind of pressure, and it's very serious pressure on a government to have these people march like this. Banks himself is here today, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I do want, though, and I hope to make this public, I want you to know that how very much